listening to CIOI. Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hi, I'm Amanda Tosoff, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hey there, how's it going? You might be thinking, that doesn't sound like Jenna's voice. Yes, we decided to give Jenna a week off this week, and my name is Ernesto Cervini, and I am your guest host for the week. Jenna and I work together on this show. I am co-producer with her, and I usually like to stay away from the microphone and let her do all the talking. But this week I am taking over and we're doing a special episode featuring all of the Juno Award nominees that have worked with Orange Grove Publicity. We're very lucky to have 7 nominees this year at the awards, and I'm so excited to play you all of their music. The Juno Awards, for those of you who may be unfamiliar, are one of Canada's top honors, and it's akin to the Grammy Awards in the United States. And there are 3 jazz categories. There is Jazz Vocal Album of the Year, Jazz Album of the Year Group, and Jazz Album of the Year Solo. And we are very excited to have multiple nominees in all 3 of these categories. Before we get to the music, I should let you know that we do have social media. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity. And you can also check out these episodes after the fact on Spotify and on Mixcloud. Just look up Orange Grove Radio and there you will find all of our episodes with tons of wonderful Canadian jazz. Up first is Jesse Ryan and his excellent debut album, Bridges. Bridges was nominated in the category of Jazz Album of the Year Solo. Saxophonist and composer Jesse Ryan grew up in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago, and his new album is an eclectic and honest offering that straddles both jazz and Afro-Caribbean traditions, a true celebration of the cultural, rhythmic, and expressive connections between North America and the islands. We will be listening to the first track on the album, Big Ol' Shoes. And this features Jesse Ryan on saxophone, Andrew Marzotto on guitar, Ewan Farncombe on piano, Mark Rogers on bass, David Richards on drums, and the Mount Coulain Tambourine Band. Here is Jesse Ryan with Big Ol' Shoes on Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. Hey, this is Ernesto Cervini, and you are listening to Orange Grove Radio. Next up, we have Avatar and their album Worldview. Worldview was nominated for a Jazz Album of the Year group. Avatar is an award-winning world jazz group featuring a cohort of some of Toronto's finest jazz, world, funk, and pop musicians. The music is inspired by the deep musical traditions of India, Africa, and Brazil, and is rooted within the framework of modern jazz. Avatar features Sundar Viswanathan on alto and soprano saxophones, Felicity Williams on vocals, Michael Lacapinti on electric guitar, Justin Gray on electric bass, Ravi Nampali on tabla, Max Sennett on drums and percussion, and Todd Pentney on piano, synth, and ropes. We're going to listen to Ecris Spirito, which means Reclaimed Spirit, by Avatar from their newest album, Worldview.
Hi there. This is Toronto-based saxophonist and composer Sundar Viswanathan from the band Avatar, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 1015.
Welcome back, and thanks for sticking around. Up next, we have an incredible album from pianist Amanda Tosoff. This album was nominated for Vocal Jazz Album of the Year, and it features seven beautiful singers. The voices of Emily Claire Barlow, Lila Bialy, Michelle Willis, Lydia Persaud, Robin Dan, Felicity Williams, and Alex Samaras. We will be listening to one of the two songs on the album that feature Emily Claire Barlow. This is Fini by Amanda Tosoff from her wonderful new album, Earth Voices, right here on Orange Grove Radio.
Give me a few more days to keep with a little love
Welcome back. This is Ernesto Cervini, and you are listening to Orange Grove Radio. John Gordon is one of the most accomplished and in-demand alto and soprano saxophonists of his generation. A past winner of the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition, Gordon has made multiple appearances in Downbeat Magazine's critic polls over the year. His past recordings have been constantly celebrated for their unique brilliance. Gordon's new artist share release, Stranger Than Fiction, is a Nonet project featuring all original music. The album is nominated for Jazz Album of the Year solo. We will be listening to the fourth track on the album, entitled Dance, and this features John Gordon on alto saxophone, Derek Gardner on trumpet, Alan Ferber on trombone, Tristan Martinison on tenor saxophone, John Ellis on bass clarinet, Julian Bradford on bass, and Fabio Regnelli on drums. Here's Dance from John Gordon and his album Stranger Than Fiction, right here on Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. You Are the Light and the Way is the sophomore release from Alex Bird and the Jazz Mavericks, and it is nominated for Jazz Vocal Album of the Year. Alex Bird is an exciting new jazz vocalist, and this is a follow-up to his award-winning and all-original debut album Whiskey Kisses, which came out in 2020. Alongside Bird stands piano player and songwriting partner Ewan Farnko, and together they have created 12 new songs ready to be placed into the next chapter of the Great American Songbook. We'll be listening to Thinking About You Tonight from Alex Bird and the Jazz Mavericks right here on Orange Grove Radio.
I'm a long, long way from home, out here on my own, with a single room and a next door tune. I'm thinking about you tonight. I remember what you said as I tucked you into bed. I love you so, but I hate to see you go. Well, I'm thinking about you. Yes, I'm thinking about you tonight. I'm thinking about the story, the one you always told, about the fella and his girl. They lived to grow so old. I'm listening to Sinatra, and it's nearly almost two, and I'm hoping that tomorrow's light will bring me back to you. I'm a long, long way from home, so I'll pick up the phone with words so true. I'll tell you I'm thinking about you. Yes, I'm thinking about you too. Wondering if forever is really all that long, and if wanting just another day is really all that wrong. I'm counting all my days, dear, I owe them all to you, paid with interest from my heart, with whiskey kisses overdue. I'm a long, long way from home, so I'll pick up the phone with words so true. I'll tell you I'm thinking. Yes, I'm thinking of you too. night.
Hi, this is saxophonist John Gordon, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 1015.
Nominated in the category of Jazz Album of the Year group is the Dave Restivo Trio. Dave Restivo is truly a national treasure, an incredible pianist, and although he has won a Juno Award as a member of the Rob McConnell Tentet, this is his first nomination as a bandleader. The Dave Restivo Trio features Dave Restivo on piano, Jim Vivian on bass, and Alyssa Falk on drums. And they released a gorgeous album on Chronograph Records entitled Arancina. And you'll be hearing the first track from that album. This is from his Sicilian suite, and it is a song called Train to Catania. Next up, we have the tune Burning Bridges from Will Bonis and his latest release, Change of Plans. Change of Plans is nominated for Jazz Album of the Year Solo. Will is a pretty fascinating character. He was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and his father actually played oboe in the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra for 25 years, so clearly the apple does not fall far from the tree. This is a beautiful album, and it features John Gordon on alto saxophone, Jocelyn Gould on voice, Will Bonis on piano, Julian Bradford on bass, and Fabio Regnelli on drums. Here is Burning Bridges. Thank you. Well, that does it for this year's Juno nominees, and I'm so excited for all of these artists, and I wish them the best of luck at the Junos. As always, we'd love to interact with you, so you can follow us on Instagram and or Facebook at Orange Grove Publicity, and just let us know if you like the show, if there's any tracks you really dig. And if you want to hear the show again, you can find it on Mixcloud or on Spotify by searching Orange Grove Radio. Luckily, we still have a little bit more time for today's show, and I wanted to feature an artist that was nominated for a Juno last year. The Emmy Arusel Trio has been performing together for the last 10 years, and in that time, the band has become an unstoppable force on the Canadian jazz scene, winning many accolades, including the Stingray Rising Stars Award at the 2018 TD Halifax Jazz Festival. In February of 2020, they released an excellent new album called Rhythm de Passage, and the album was nominated for a Juno Award in 2021 for a Jazz Album of the Year group. Here is Emmy Rieu Roussel on piano, Nicolas Bedard on bass, and Dominique Cloutier on drums, the Emmy R. Roussel Trio with Yachts Club. See you next time!